At the InfoAg conference, in fact, the closing session of the conference, we focused on an issue that is near and dear to the heart of anybody involved in precision agriculture, and that is basically an FCC proposal from a company called Light Squared that really threatens a lot of what we're doing technically and with a lot of hardware, software, everything. Our presenters are here with me. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and we'll start right here with you, Doug.
I'm Doug Schmuland. I'm product manager for agriculture at Novatel from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We supply GPS receivers to many different companies around the world in agriculture.
And you, Kev?
Kevin Cobb. I'm a product manager for Topcon Positioning Systems in the Precision Ag Division based out of Livermore, California.
So is it safe to say that this is sort of shows how important this issue is, that we got both of you on the stage together?
What has happened with this Light Squared proposal is it has caused the industry players, the major GPS producers and distributors, to combine, join forces, and work together to first understand and then present to the public the threat, and then hopefully come to a significant resolution that will be favorable for all concerned.
Because we're talking about precision ag here, but let's just say you're a guy in town that depends on his GPS and his car to get around. This is going to impact everybody potentially.
It has the potential to do it. Potentially, it can affect every consumer grade and every industrial GPS in North America. The degree to which they are impaired in their performance will be directly relational to how close they are to the signal of the tower. But that being said, is that these people have bought these items in good faith, and they've used them for a number of years, and now to say that they are no longer operative just because another player came into the game is, in my opinion, simply wrong.
So how would you describe where we're at right now in this process with this proposal?
Well, this is all pretty late-breaking news. You know, this has only happened in the last few months. But since the coalition or the GPS companies have kind of risen to this relatively quickly and done the testing and worked with the FCC to basically prove that there is an interference problem, it looks like the Light Squared proposal is being, well, at least scrutinized right now and probably put on a pause button, I guess I'd say, to do some further testing and further analysis. So how long it'll take to resolve this one way or another, I really don't know.
Well, I think it's safe to say that if, for those of us who have been familiar, having even worked and dealt with the FCC in the past, this does seem to be very much out of the ordinary, the way this has been handled. Is there something that it could be farmers, retailers, others in this industry sector can do to make their voice heard right now?
I would say the most important thing for people in our industry to do is first understand the situation. Go to the websites, understand the technical data behind it. It's written in layman's format so we can understand it, and understand what the threat is. And then let your voice be heard in whatever realm you play in. Speak to your political acquaintances, speak to your friends and neighbors, and let them understand the situation. The most important thing is that everybody in our industry do something. Waiting for somebody else to do it is the biggest threat that we have.
Because this is not an approved deal yet, and so, you know, this is really the time to act instead of, oops, didn't know how that happened. What are we going to do now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now's the time to act before they move any further with the investment to establish the cell towers and these kind of things.
Yeah. I want to thank you guys very much. It's definitely an issue, I think, that we just need to help spread the word, and that's what we're trying to do here. So thank you again to both Kevin and Doug from the InfoAg Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.